Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, January 5th. Grains closed higher with March corn up 8 cents, closing at 491 and 3 quarters. March wheat, new contract high and high close, 654 up 12 cents. March beans, new contract high and high close, up 34 cents at 1347. The meal made a new contract high and high close, up a dollar, up a penny 47 at 4360. The meal was up 810, but did not make new contract highs. Very strong action in the beans. We rallied the beans 60 cents off of last night's lows, which was the opening price. We were 60 and a quarter higher at one point today. Limit up is 70 cents in the beans. At 9:30, the funds came in. I think it was a new fund and just loaded the boat. We rallied 20 cents in 4 minutes, and that's what eventually pushed us up to our highs. Now, during the break, at one point, we broke 15 cents in 1 minute in the beans. We closed 26 cents off the highs. We closed 15 cents off the lows that we made at 8:30 this morning. So I'm not sure, you know, the rally I can explain off the managed funds. The break, did somebody come in and change the weather, add more rains to Brazil? I don't know. I haven't seen anything out here except that this volatility continues. As I've always said, we see increased volatility at contract highs and contract lows. This was certainly extreme volatility here today. And, you know, my gut tells me that we've got to be close to a high in here. But the funds want to buy it, looking for that supply and demand to be bullish on Tuesday. If it's not overwhelmingly bullish, I don't know how we're going to sustain these prices. I think we're starting to really kill some demand out here. In the corn market, the oldest ethanol plant in the country, Ingredion in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, closed their doors today. They can't make a living. Something like 10% of all ethanol plants are either closed, or, you know, temporarily or maybe even permanently in some cases. And there are quite a few plants that have cut back production. They can't get rid of the ethanol. Ethanol stocks are continuing to move higher. There's no demand for the ethanol. Despite the stock market being up 200 points, the economy is not in good shape out here. So, you know, is this closing indicative of what's going to be happening? And that high prices are going to cure high prices and we're going to start to kill demand? I don't know, but it certainly happened here today, even though the corn closed up 8 cents. But, you know, yesterday we had some mixed closes, a little bit of a sell signal in the corn, the meal, and the oil. Came right back here today and violated all that. Obviously, an incredibly strong close in the beans, not as close as it could have been. As good a close as it could have been, but still pretty strong. This is now the second day of the new year, and we're certainly above year-end prices here. Are we going to have a whole month of this? We generally make our contract highs toward the end of the month. You know, I'm guessing that's going to be pretty tough to do this month. But we'll have to see what the reports say on next week. You know, again, they've got to be real bullish, in my opinion, in order to sustain what we've seen out here today. Funds, I'm guessing the funds are long 300 beans, close to, after today, 350, 360 corn, maybe more than that. They're closing in on a near record long position. So I'm very, very skeptical out here. With more rains in Brazil, more rains in Argentina, you know, I just don't know how much more this is going to last. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.